in the current situation and with my position, I've been witness to many heart-wrenching stories, both about the strength of character that people have exhibited these days and the human foibles and weaknesses that we see in people. Just to hear everything and experience everything, to know what's going on, teaches us so much about ourselves, our environment, our families, and everything around us. But I want to focus on something personal here, a very personal touch. My uncle, Oliver Shalom, who passed away recently from corona, Rav Menachem Mendel, Rav Yehuda Aryeh, was admitted to the hospital. He's a man that left no children, a lone person, just him and his wife, Talan Giyar, and unfortunately passed away alone. He was a Yid who was a Ben Torah, sat and learned all day, wrote Sfarim, an edel, a refined person, an Oyev Yisrael, we can say about him, he would never hurt a fly, a sincere person, didn't mix into anything that's happening around him. All he did all day was sit and learn Torah and do the Ratzon Hashem. And when he passed away, his family couldn't be with him. The bit of a family that he had, like we mentioned, he had no children. He left this world alone. But his family couldn't be with him. There was a tremendous Hashgacha Pratis. His wife, Tzolan Giyar, came to the hospital with two nephews. They weren't allowed in, but one nephew, who's associated with Chevra Kadisha, had some pull, and he was allowed in. And Baruch Hashem, he was able to say the vidui. With this nephew, instead of hearing a pre-recorded message, video message played by one of the non-Jewish nurses. This is a tremendous thing for the neshama. And here I'm thinking about Ma Asa Hashem Lanu, what this is all about, what this means for me, what this means for my family. This is when it hits home, has a whole different meaning. And I'm taking this opportunity to ask people, this individual, like we said, left no children who could say Kaddish after him. And even if he would leave children, his nephews can't say Kaddish after him either, because there are no Kaddishim nowadays, legally, halachically, safely operated, to the best of my knowledge. So no Kaddishim are being said. But Mishnayis and Mitzvot HaMaisim Tovim can be done for him. Who shall be doing that? Well, I urge whoever hears this message and wants to do a te'elis for a neshama, for a special, dear, precious soul, a true, sincere soul, loy mitoyra, oisig mitoyra, b'avodas Hashem, Harav Menachem Mendel, b'Reb Yehuda Aryeh. If you could learn some mishnayos for him, adush some mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. And this should be aliyas on neshama for him, and for all those people who have passed away in such tragic circumstances, and may it be a nechama for those that were left in this world, mourning him. And I'm mentioning here his very chashuv Rebbetzin. May they have true comfort, and the ultimate comfort will be with B'toich Shar Avilet, Sinim Yishalayim, B'necham Asim Yishalayim, with Binim Beis HaMikdash now. This week we also lost a dear uncle, my wife's uncle, Ephraim Doivber, Rabbi Yaakov Yehuda, a very special man in his own way, an Oyev Torah, someone who loved Torah, loved learning, loved to hear Chedusha Torah, loved Tzvarim, an Oyev Yisrael, a person of Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chassadim, loved to do favors to people, a bubbly person, different character altogether, liked to be Misameach people, was always there for other people, for their simchas, etc. And his personality is very well expressed in an anecdote that after his passing, his grandchild asked his father, what happened to all the tomb that was set for Zaidi? And the father responded something that a grandchild would fully understand. He must have given away all his tilim for someone else, because this was really his personality. And thinking about him as well, and thinking about his family that he left behind, his wife and children, Tzolan Giyar, and Einiklich, Vadichas Yom Meshonim Tevis, and if you could have him in mind too, and do mitzvah Samayasim Tevim for his sake, and do an Alis Neshama Vehim, and ultimately all these souls will be all united. They'll come straight down. They'll come into this world, back into their gufim hagashmim, and have the tchis hameisim, and unite with geula hamitzvah v'ashlema. Because the same way we all mourn for tzion Yerushalayim, we mourn, the whole klal Yisrael mourns for these individuals too. And the same way we know that tzion Yerushalayim is a temporary thing, not only it's not even true right now, because Beruchnis, we still have the Beis HaMikdash, and Beruchnis, these people are really still there, their Pnimis is still alive, their Nefesh is still full force, it's only their Chatzonis we're missing. But even the fact that we're missing the Guf is only a temporary thing. We know this Mashiach is coming, there will be a Beis HaMikdash, and there will be Tchias HaMesim. And we reunite with them with the coming of Mashiach, and that is the only true comfort, a comfort which comes from Hamakim, from Hashem Himself, which is the Av HaRachamim and the source of all comfort. And may that take place, take it from Yad Mamash.